Coming up on KUCB News, on Alaska's Clinic has won a big chunk of city support, and the island continues its search for a new city manager. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Thursday, November 30th, 2017. After months of indecision, the Unalaska City Council has finally reached a consensus over restructuring the Department of Public Safety. That is, they've agreed to shelve the matter until a new city manager is hired. The unanimous decision came Tuesday at the urging of interim city manager Nancy Peterson.
This is going to be a huge undertaking. This is not simple. There will be pain associated within the organization to do this. It's not just shifting titles. So I just ask that the council have patience.
Peterson's recommendation seemed to break through the recent back and forth in which councilors and public safety officials have pushed for a conclusion but failed to find common ground. The questions at the heart of the debate: should Unalaska's firefighters have their own department separate from the police force, or should both divisions continue living under the consolidated Department of Public Safety? Councilor Roger Rowland says Peterson is right to call for a break so they can all take a fresh approach.
I support pulling this for now and letting new city manager attack it right out of the gate.
Peterson is working with Fire Chief Arlie Colvin and Public Safety Director Mike Holman to evaluate the city's options. While a final decision is still a ways off, she says they understand public concerns about the fire division's low morale, as well as insufficient staffing, training, and funding.
I just wanted to share with you that we hear what council and what the community has been saying with the fire division. We want to support the fire division.
Mayor Frank Kelty has asked Peterson to provide regular updates on the city's assessment of public safety. The council's next meeting is scheduled for December 12th. Meanwhile, the search for Unalaska's next city manager is on schedule. Officials say they've received almost 40 applications for the job, including 8 that meet qualification requirements. The city council is meeting on Saturday in executive session to review applicants with their recruitment contractor. They'll choose the top candidates to fly out for in-person interviews next month, and their goal is still to extend a job offer December 20th. The interim city manager is under contract until mid-January. The city council has also agreed to grant $500,000 to Unalaska's clinic. On Tuesday, councilors unanimously approved the subsidy, which will come from the city's general fund surplus. Their decision comes a month after Illilook Family and Health Services made an emergency funding request of $700,000. Director James Keck says the clinic has suffered budget shortfalls for most of the last decade and is expecting another steep loss this year. But after cashing in investments and renegotiating contracts, Keck says he's whittled down the need for emergency aid to about $270,000. That means he's hoping to use only half of the grant.
We've really took a really big bite out of the request. Again, I want you to remember the $500,000 is a safety net. Again, set aside for only at the need.
Keck says the clinic will need less than originally expected because he's overhauling its finances. In the next few months, he plans to implement a more affordable fee schedule, a new billing system, and a telepharmacy. He says that'll encourage more Unalaskans to visit the local clinic, as opposed to practices in Anchorage or Seattle, thereby increasing patient volume and revenue. Those plans seem to satisfy counselors, including Dennis Robinson, who previously suggested a low-interest loan.
I just don't want to see the clinic become another city department.
The interim city manager says the clinic will be required to prove its financial need every time it taps into the grant funding. She'll present an agreement with terms and conditions at the next council meeting. In the U.S. Senate, every Republican, including both Alaska senators, voted yesterday to officially begin debate on a tax cut bill that would also open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling.
On this vote, the yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The motion is agreed to.
The procedural vote allows the Senate to vote on the tax bill itself later this week. Opening the Arctic Refuge to oil development has been the dream of Alaska's congressional delegation since the 1970s. That portion of the bill, though, has hit a technical snag. The Senate parliamentarian has reportedly ruled that part of ANWR language exceeds the limits on what can and can't be included in a budget bill. Senator Lisa Murkowski, however, says that's a problem that's easy to fix.
We are looking forward to the opportunity to wrap things up in a curative amendment. I'm not worried at all.
Murkowski has also issued a statement saying why she supports the tax bill. She says it will lower taxes for many Alaska families by doubling the child tax credit and the standard deduction. She also likes that the bill would end the mandate that everyone have health insurance. She says people should not have to buy policies they don't want or can't afford. Critics, meanwhile, say that ending that mandate will actually drive up premiums because healthy people will leave the market. Senator Dan Sullivan supports the tax bill as well. He thinks that tax cuts will help spur economic growth.
The way to address the deficit is to grow the economy. You can grow the economy and you bring in more revenues without having to raise taxes.
Meanwhile, Democrats say the tax cut is a giveaway to corporations and the wealthiest Americans. DNC Chairman Tom Perez says it's wishful thinking to say the tax bill won't add enormously to the national debt.
It's fairy dust economics to suggest that all this wonderful growth is going to occur and it will trickle down and help everyone else.
After yesterday's vote, Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington State was not optimistic that she and fellow Democrats can block drilling in the Arctic Refuge. But she says they'll try to raise awareness about it and its value as a place of nature, not oil rigs. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.